to earn those extra points. Not a MyLowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/messy for more details.
This is big, like really, really big. So I'm a rewards member at Kohl's, and I just shopped their first ever member deal days. Listen to this. I got 25% off clothes, shoes, and more for myself, my husband, and my kids. Plus 25% off some really great finds for our home. Not a member? Don't worry. You can join for free right now and get instant access to these savings too. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on Kohl's member deal days. Flex styles. Some exclusions apply. 25% off Kohl's rewards offer ends June 30th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Bam Adebayo for the Miami Heat signed a three-year, $166 million extension. Adebayo has been a three-time All-Star and a five-time NBA All-Defense. OG Anunoby signed a five-year, $212 million extension with the New York Knicks. The Knicks had a 20-3 record when Anunoby played. Nick Claxton signed a four-year, $100 million extension with the Brooklyn Nets. Claxton averaged 12 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 blocks in 71 games for the Nets in his second consecutive year as a starter.
In just his 79th game with the Los Angeles Dodgers, MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani recorded an RBI in its 10th straight game, breaking the team record previously held by three different players. The MLB record for the most consecutive games with an RBI is 17 games, and it is held by Ray Grimes, who achieved the streak in the 1922 season.
This is Sports in 60. I'm Marty Charles on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, the NFL's got a TV mess on their hands with DirecTV and a multi-billion dollar judgment by United States federal court. We'll see how this all plays out. But again, the fan is the one that takes it in the you-know-what. Absolutely. DirecTV, longtime NFL ticket, the Red Zone channel, excellent. Happy to pay for it. It switches over to YouTube. The NFL gets more involved. It just turns into a colossal mess. In Major League Baseball, for instance, I'm in Des Moines, Iowa. Major League Baseball online ticket. Cost you $149 for the season. Wonderful. I'm blacked out from Minnesota, Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Kansas City. And the Cubs. And the White Sox. Why bother? I'm Marty Terrell, Sports in 60 on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. If you are in uniform in our military, thank you for keeping us safe and allowing us to do this frivolity and mirth. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you wish, you're doing a great job protecting us and our allies. Hope you stay safe and come home very soon. We know the video games bring a little home cooking to you. It's nice to have you in. Also, all the terrestrial stations lower in Kintig, bleeding over into Mexico and Canada as well. Hope you're booted up for sure. Did you watch the NHL draft? Okay, we'll get into that another time. It's video game talk for the next 50 2.5 minutes. And it's not just sports video games, even though I'm on all these sports networks, Sports Byline USA, San Francisco, as I mentioned. Go to the website, sportsbyline.com. Click listen live. If you want to write me an email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. You use the email address to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after. It's about a half hour from now. Also, the cheat code at the end of the show, send me one you'd like me to look up, rick@sportsbyline.com, and we'll do that in the last couple of minutes of this show. The show will also have new releases as well. I'll let you know what's on the shelf, and whatever's in the top shelf, that means we've got to make room, move things down, and maybe get a little bit of a break. Some great games there in the bargain bin as well. We are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We are on sportsbyline.com, streaming along, as I said. Also, SBNationLive.com out of Houston, Texas. The stars at night are big and bright. Bum, 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 bum. And SiriusXM 211, that's the Dan Patrick channel. And it's great to have you with us on SiriusXM. All my truck drivers out there, Breaker Breaker 14, Smokey the Bear and the Brown Paper Bags. Do they still have CBs anymore? Probably not. I remember CBs. Damn, you're old, Rick. All right. We want you to get involved. So this is a toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns, get in. I am Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review, y'all.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that, and welcome for the video game review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle. Lines are available. Questions, comments, or concerns, get in at the toll-free line, which is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. So it's interesting being that I got an email from the Warriors, and I'm thinking, you know, free agency has begun this weekend. Is Clay going to the Mavericks? Whatever. And it has to do with their esports team. They were announcing that the Warriors won the NBA 2K 5 versus 5 championship. In fact, it's a back-to-back title from WGS, Warrior Gaming Squad. And that's in the NBA 2K League. And they won 3-0 against Celtics Crossover Gaming. I'm going to go ahead and guess that's a Boston team. So, as I said, back-to-back. And they also become the first franchise in esports to win multiple tournaments. They won The Turn, and they also won something called The Tip-Off in the same season. And Charlie CB13 Boswick was named NBA 2K League Finals MVP after averaging 22.3 points, 10.3 assists, and shooting 61% from the three-point line. Remember, this is a video game. Boswick was also named the league MVP, becoming the first player from Warriors Gaming Squad to win the league MVP honors. He was MVP of The Turn. He was MVP of The Tip-Off as well. That's Charlie Boswick. What would we do without him? Led by head coach Jordan Len Ross. That's like, what's your video game nickname? Len? Okay. Warriors Gaming Squad finished the 2K season with a regular season record of 29-3 in 5v5 play and 31-35 in 3v3 play. So not that good in the 3 versus 3. En route to the title, the Warriors defeated Bucks Gaming in the quarterfinals, and then in the Western Conference Finals beat the Pistons 2-0. And the Pistons are in the East in real life, but that's okay. So not only Boswick, but Jeremy Cease. His last name is Cease, and his video game nickname is Cease. I guess that keeps it simple. And Jaden Bhopal, his nickname is Nay. They were named to the league first team. Nidal, Mama, I'm Dat Man, Nasser. That's a long nickname, but I like it better than Cease. Mama, I'm Dat Man. They were on the all defensive team. So this is the thing you got to take a step back from. It's like, well, what are we talking about here? Well, Warriors Gaming Squad is one of 25 teams in the NBA 2K League. 22 of them are owned by an NBA franchise. And I know back in 2019, when this all kicked off, the Warriors, I think, were the first team. I could be wrong, but I think we talked about it on the air here. They were first, maybe second or third, but they were right at the beginning of, oh, this is going to be big. This is going to produce revenue. We need to get in on this right now. And yeah, it's kind of funny when I say Charlie Boswick averaged 22.3 points, shot 61 from three. Well, in the video game he did, right? But then again, I think back to some of my greatest sporting moments were in sports video games. And I was not a professional athlete. I played a lot of sports in high school. I played 2 sports in college. I played football and lacrosse a long time ago. So I was a pretty good athlete. But when I think about some of the best moments I had, I think about some goals I scored in Super Soccer, Super Nintendo. I could think of one of the most horrifying moments on the Genesis. There used to be this baseball game. God, I can't even remember now, but it was on the Genesis, and I was undefeated. Nobody could beat me. And my little brother, who sucked at video games, I took the A's, he took the Giants, And he hit a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the ninth to beat me. And he looked at me like, oh, with a smile, but he was like, uh-oh. And then I like chased him through the house and dogpiled on him and gave him fake punches. But that burned. That really burned me. And then when someone said, hey, oh, it's called Bases Loaded. Rick lost in Bases Loaded. Another friend said, that's not possible. And I was like, see, that's what I wanted. It's like when Ronda Rousey lost. It's like, she doesn't lose. No, she lost to Heather Holm. It's like, what happened? So I know that a few years ago, there were some municipalities in this country, this great land of ours, USA, that were starting to build or at least refurbish some arenas to dedicate themselves to esports. It has not hit the mainstream as much as they probably would have liked it. I know they're trying to get esports into the Olympics. And for those of you who think that's a dumb idea, breakdancing is in the Olympics. Nothing against breakdancing, but if breakdancing is in the Olympics, I think esports should be in the Olympics as well. I'm just saying. Remember, you know what a sport used to be in the Olympics? Tug of war. And this is why the rest of the world needs to bow down. I'm getting a little jingoistic and nationalistic here, but America invented a lot of sports. Until we started inventing a lot of sports, you had tug of war. It's an Olympic sport. So as a lifelong Warrior fan, a native of the Oakland area, who I've worked in San Francisco for a long time, decades, and do I feel some pride? I mean, I'm glad they won, but I didn't see a second of it. And this is the thing where I think 5 years ago when this started, people are like, this is going to be on network TV. Maybe not big network TV, but it's going to be on something. It's going to be stream. And it did air, but you had to go look for it. You know what I mean? It's like used to be, oh, well, Spike TV will have it or go to the YouTube channel. But if this is going to grow, it's going to have to get on something a little bit bigger. Maybe, you know, I'm not saying it has to be on HBO Max. But, yeah, I mean, this is 5 years later. They've won a championship. They're back-to-back. They have, I guess, in Charlie Bostwick, the best player on the planet right now. He won MVP of everything, the regular season and the championship game and the tourneys. So on the one hand, yay, I'm glad the Warriors won. But on the other hand, I sort of feel like this shouldn't just be an email. This should be something. Now, look, if I was a 2K, NBA 2K, like it was life and death, that is my raison d'etre, like be all end all, NBA 2K, nothing's more important, then of course I'm watching every shot. I already know these guys. I'm probably already drinking Charlie Bostwick's energy drink, wearing his bandana. I don't know. But yay, I'm glad the Warriors won. Yay. But on the other hand, I kind of feel like it should be bigger. It shouldn't just be an email. I don't know. Rick, that's on you. Maybe it is on me. All right, let's take a quick break, and it's on you to give me a call if you want to talk video games at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Get on back on the VGR.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. And you know, sometimes we have to find out who the real fans are. And if you sat through those 2 minutes of dead air, then I know you're a fan. Live radio, baby. Rick Tittle with you. Sports Byline, SiriusXM 211, SB Nation. However you're getting us, tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. It's great to have you with us. And this is an interactive show. This is a rerun. Give me a call. If it's a rerun, you won't get through. So it's a rerun. It's not a rerun unless. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. With all the hype on Fallout, and of course, I started replaying Fallout 4 because of the series on Amazon and because I could port it out. Well, it's not really a port, but I could. Little bit nicer version. I could send it over to my PS5. It took a while, but we figured it out. Meaning me and me. Fallout 5, then, is going to be huge, or as I say on the East Coast, huge. It has not been announced. But there are a lot of rumors. And you might remember 2 years ago, Todd Howard, the director at Bethesda, who always puts himself front and center, kind of like the Steve Jobs of Bethesda now. He said, we're not going to start working on Fallout 5 until we're done with the Elder Scrolls 6. In other words, the next Skyrim. Skyrim is not coming until 2026. What I want to say is, why don't you work on both at the same time? Because, and especially now that you're under this big umbrella and the merger, because what Activision would do with Call of Duty, because they said it takes us at least 2 years to make a good game, they would get Infinity Ward to do one, and they would get Treyarch to do the other. So one got the odd years, the other got the even years, and thereby we got a new game every year with the help of Ravensoft or whoever else they would bring in, right? And I'm sure there are people working on Fallout 5, but there are some people saying you should really redirect your focus to Fallout, and I'm not one of them. If they're knee-deep in Skyrim 2 is what I'm going to call Elder Scrolls 6. If they're knee-deep in that, then they should stay there and make sure they get it done right. But the current development schedule, the way it's laid out, the Fallout show will be really popular, and then it will be an old rerun, and nobody will, well, I'm saying nobody will care. They won't care as much. And this is one of the flaws in the AAA gaming develop cycle, is that games take so long to develop, they can't capitalize on a moment like this. So the rumor is, now you want to get depressed, Rick? I was feeling good until you said that. Well, here it comes. Fallout 5, the rumor is 2030. Yeah, this will be a six-year-old TV show. It probably would have gone to the, we already heard there's a season two, and maybe they'll just keep doing it. But the only thing we know for sure is that Fallout 5 will be set in the United States. And despite fans theorizing what the post-apocalyptic world would look in other parts of the world, Howard has ruled that out. And he said in an interview, quote, "My view is part of the Fallout shtick is on the Americana naivete," or naivety, however you want to say it, "and part of that. And so us, for us right now, it's okay to acknowledge some of those other areas, but our plan is to predominantly always keep it in the U.S. Huh. So another big question is what they want to do with multiplayer, because it was a single player experience until Fallout 76 came out, crazy to think, 6 years ago. And to say it got mixed reviews would be a lie. It got horrible reviews. And I didn't like the online play, but this is what they think. Well, you have to, everybody likes it. You have to do it now. You just have to do it. Do you have to do it? You have to do that? I don't think you do have to do that. It's sort of like everybody saying, well, you know, you're going to have to do Battle Royale in every single game because that's the new thing. This is what kids want. They want Battle Royale. It's almost like the first BioShock game, which is a classic, one of my favorite games ever, and it had some really scary parts as well. I remember the silhouette of the dentist chair and you're ankle deep in water. Then the lights go out and you hear splashing coming towards you. That was scary. But then there was this BioShock multiplayer. And it was probably, for a game that amazing, probably you could argue the best Xbox 360 game ever, that you had this multiplayer, which was the jankiest piece of garbage I've ever seen. And it was set in like a, looked like a parking structure. It just had like three levels. That was the design. No doors, no furniture. And it would just give you a shotgun. And you would run around and you would just shoot the other guy. It's kind of like in the old 2K games where it's like, do you want to play a basketball game or have Carmelo Anthony play skee ball? And I'm like, actually, the skee ball's more fun. The mini game. So that just, it's what ended up getting thrown in. But when you think about all the games that they've had, because you got to go back to 97 with Fallout, And then Fallout 2 came out almost immediately after that in 98. And what you see is not what we have now, because then Fallout Tactics, Brotherhood of Steel, and then just playing 3 years later, 20 years ago, Fallout Brotherhood of Steel. To me, when it started taking off was Fallout 3. That was 2008. New Vegas, 2010. Fallout Shelter was not a big console game. You had Fallout 4. That was the biggie 9 years ago now. Fallout Pinball. I'm telling you. Somebody said if you make a Fallout pinball game, people will buy it. I didn't. Fallout 76 in 2018. Fallout Shelter Online. And so, you know, obviously those are the games. But, I mean, if you go back to the first efforts in 97 of that sort of side-scrolling type of game, I mean, it's sort of like if you look at the first Solid Snake game, right? Horrible, boring game. you take the name and just build off it. And so, anyway, if we have to wait till 2030, that's going to stink. But the reason people are saying 2030 is good, they say it usually takes about 4 years for them to make a game, and it's going to take two more years to get Skyrim 2, so then tack on another four to that. I happen to think by that time, they'll have some monkey AI coding program that'll just make the game in 5 minutes. Maybe not 5 minutes. How about 5 months? And it'll be a lot easier, right? It's like my friend in college said, I study CS, computer science. By the time I graduate, everything I learned will be absolutely obsolete. Yeah. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We'll give away a game. We'll talk about new releases as well. Get on back on Byline.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your host, Rick Tittle. It's 40 after. It's time for free dance lessons. Now, giving away a brand new game. The game is called Battle Crush. This is a game on your phone, Android and iPhone. It's also on the PC. I have it here for the Nintendo Switch. That's much better than your phone. Games on your phone, at least arcade games on your phone. Battle Crush is developed and published by NCSoft. And here's the blurb. Battle Crush is an action battle brawler where players fight in a vibrant world as a cast of Greek and Roman mythological characters. So my question is this game about mythological characters, or is this game about a presidential debate? Rick, didn't you just... I did. Let me know, Battle Crush, mythological creatures, or a debate, and you will win from NCSoft, developed and published, Battle Crush for the Nintendo Switch, also available on your phones and personal computer, too. All right. And we will get to the new releases here in a couple minutes. If you want to chime in, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. 7529. All right. Announced this weekend, and normally I'm not into pushing a lot of things like, you should buy this, you should buy that. But there is a new PC game bundle that is live right now on Fanatical. And if you're a parent with younger kids, this is a good collection of games for younger members of the family. And even better, all proceeds from the sale will go towards charity, the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Now, if you think that sounds weird, the NSPCC, because that's in the UK. Once again, the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. So you'll be doing a good deed. And this organization was formed in 1883, which is interesting because I think kids were still working in coal mines after that. But I digress. $7 US, and you get 16 games you can keep forever, and you'll help a good charity in the UK.
I don't care about foreigners. I don't care about myself.
Well, you care about yourself. As I said, these are some good games for younger kids. And here they are. The Entropy Center, Descenders, Transformers, Earthspark Expedition, Blaze and the Monster Machines, Axel City Racers, Baby Shark, Sing and Swim Party, Minute Fun Racer, Golf It, The Last Campfire, Little Orpheus, Snake Pass, On Day, Etora, Glitch Busters, Stuck on You, Shatter, Breakneck, and Hoa. Now, a lot of these you might say, ugh, sounds like shareware. You might remember, I certainly do, mid-90s, like 94, 95, 96, 97. It used to be these things called shareware. go to a place like CompUSA. This is when CD-ROMs came out. And they'd say, 1,000 games for free. For free? Well, pay $20. So I was curious at the time. I had a CD-ROM, brand new. Went like 1 mile per hour with like... like, the memory was pretty brutal. But anyway, you would get like 1,000 games, and they're all made by like high school and college kids. And there was one, there was a Mahjong game I thought was pretty fun. And at the end it said, if you like this game and want more levels, even though it came with like 100 levels, send $5, and it was to a dorm room somewhere. So let me just say, these games aren't shareware. I'll give you a little blurb on some of them. Snake Pass is from Sumo Digital. That's a physics-based puzzle platform game starring Noodle the Snake. There are a lot of brain teasers in there. You look for collectibles. Got a pretty good musical soundtrack as well. And if you're an Autobot fan, you can check out, as I mentioned, the game called Transformers Earthspark Expedition. That was based on the animated series. And you battle and explore as Bumblebee, trying to stop his nemesis, Mandroid, from stealing the Cybertronian technology and using it to destroy the world. Descenders is an extreme mountain biking game, very downhill, very gravity-based. Golf It, you might remember, or you might figure out, is a golf game, but it has, it's peewee golf, putt-putt golf, mini golf. We call it peewee golf out here. A lot of cool courses. The Last Campfire is a charming puzzle adventure that was developed by Hello Games. And that to me right there, an eyebrow goes up, because they're the people that did No Man's Sky. And I'll never forget going to the Game Developers Conference, probably 2018. And I wish I could remember the gentleman's name, but he flew from England. He said he got off the plane at SFO. He came to the Moscone Center, downtown San Francisco. He gave his No Man's Sky talk, and then he went back to the airport to fly home. You talk about a tight schedule. First of all, he's jet-lagged out of his mind, and then he's going to get right back on a plane. That sounded pretty terrible. But anyway, I loved No Man's Sky. I really did. Hoa is a family-friendly platformer. Very cool. And most of the games are Steam Deck compatible. So if you have that for your kid and you want to park your kid somewhere, that's good as well. And so anyway, as I mentioned, the place where you would go is called Fanatical, and help out them foreigners.
God save our...
Okay. They're also heard about... you might have heard about Octopath Traveler. Octopath Traveler and Octopath Traveler 2, they had one-day releases. The first one, one-day release on PS4. Octopath Traveler 2 came out right when the PS5 came out. And you could only get Traveler on Switch, Xbox One, and PC. So there were a lot of PS4 and PS5 owners that wanted to play the first one. And they're like, well, it wasn't on Sony. Well, maybe now we will get it. This is what we're hearing. Because at the time, Octopath Traveler was supposed to be a Switch exclusive summer of 2018, and then it made it to PC the next year. It eventually got to Stadia. Do you remember Stadia, folks? That was Google's streaming service of games. I remember 3 years in a row going to GDC, this is the Stadia controller. I mean, the money that Google has is insane. It didn't work. Anyway, it was on Stadia in 2019. It got on Xbox One in 2020. And Octopath Traveler had over 2.5 million in sales. It was a huge hit in the JRPG crowd. And so now Square Enix is going to go ahead and throw that on there. This is reported by Gamatsu that it's going to be on the 4 and the 5, which is pretty cool. And look, Octopath Trial, you know what? It's a platform strategy game. It's very crazy and it's erratic, but it is fun. There's no doubt. But yeah, the original publisher was Nintendo, and then Square Enix is sort of taken over now. And it's going to finally make its way. For those of you who have been waiting for with bated breath. All right, let's take a look at the new releases, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Kingdom, Dungeon, and Hero, PC game. Final Fantasy XIV Online, Dawn Trail. This is for the 4, the PC, the Mac, and the PS5. Hot Blood, 5-4 Switch PC. Shows a girl with a baseball bat with nails in it, wearing a red bikini top. Looks like she's beating people off. Hot Blood, beating people off with the bat. You know what I meant? The First Descendant. On all the big systems except the Switch. That'd be the 5, the 4, the Series X and S, the 1, and the PC. Zen Koi Pro. Do you want to play as Koi Fish? This is on the Mac. Outlanders 2, Second Nature. This is on your iPhone and the Mac. Getting a lot of Apple here. How about one more? Punch, Kick, Duck. And you play as a duck. This is on the Mac. Zenless Zone Hero, some Z alliteration there, World War Z. PC 5, your phones. The Legend of Heroes Trails Through Daybreak, PC 5, Switch, and 4. Ark of Charon, this is on the personal computer. Two more, Once Human on the PC and Spin Rhythm XD on the 4 and the 5. And this is a one of those dance type of games. And this is VR as well. So don't get too violent. You might dance yourself right into a wall. That could be something. Has anybody ever banged into a wall with VR? You know, I've got the Index, and it's pretty much says, I mean, there are some creepy times when you can get close. But I always feel like, and I don't know when this will stop, like if I'm ever on the Index for like, I don't know, even 45 minutes to an hour, when I take it off, I sort of feel like I was just at football practice. Like I got these lines in my face, like I had a football helmet on. I'm sweating. I'm like exhausted. I feel like I've done a workout when I've basically just stood still for all that time. All right. That's just an aside. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will get to the cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How would
would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. We'll get you back to your sports talk here in a couple minutes. It's time to have our customary segment very quickly about the cheat code. Send your request to Rick at sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Sammy, S-A-M-I. Sammy says, Super Empire Strikes Back. How do I unlock everything? Well, I'll tell you what, Sammy, you are right. And of course, with the name Super in front of it, you know it's on the Super Nintendo. And it's a pretty great platforming game. It's a classic. And having invincibility and infinite thermal bombs and all that can be really great. But this is going to be hard on the radio, but we're going to give it a go since you asked. I'll also email you back. But go to the main screen of Super Empire Strikes Back on the SNES and type ABYXABYXABYXXYABYX, and everything is unlocked. That's probably why they made it such a horrific code. I'll give it to you one more time. You know, some of these shows go to the Library of Congress, probably not this one. To unlock everything, main screen, and enter, quote, ABYXABYXA EABYXX YAB YX. And I did notice there is a baby in there. If you go ABYXABYXA, baby. XXYABYX. Is that a coincidence? Baby, breakdown. Go ahead and give it to me. Hey, thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. And we do this every week at this time. And it's the only, I think, nationally syndicated show on all these networks where we get to talk about video games. And then we go back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports programming. So we return you to that. I'm Rick Tittle, and we will see you next time on the Video Game Review.
This is Sports in 60. I'm Marty Charles on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, the NFL's got a TV mess on their hands with DirecTV and a